Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From Sportsnet up there in Canada, Sportsnet Canada's very own, Shai Davidi. I said he's a baseball columnist, and I'm sure everybody up there with the Toronto Blue Jays is well aware of his work. Thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing, Shai?
I'm all right. How are you?
I've been a lot better, if I could, you know, be honest and frank with you. This is not what I was expecting. This is not what I had put out there on Friday. Like, this sucks. This is not a good spot to be in. How do you feel as, I'm assuming, a Toronto Blue Jay fan, maybe if you're not a fan, but someone that covers the team and has covered the team for some years?
Yeah, I think I'm probably a bit more objective now than I was growing up. I born and raised in Toronto, and certainly grew to love the Blue Jays as a kid. But to me, this has been a little bit stunning. I really enjoyed the season series between the teams. I thought that this was going to be tremendous back and forth series, two teams that had been playing well right at the end of the season, and for the games to have played out the way that they've had and have such one-sided outcomes. And I do think the game one score is not indicative of how close that game was. I mean, it literally hung by a thread for the Blue Jays there. The Yankees are a great team. I wouldn't be shocked if this series ends up going five games. I wouldn't be shocked if it ended tomorrow. Playoff baseball is just so weird and wild, and you need to, in a sense, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and you can't predict baseball, so when you have your opportunities, you can't let them pass you by. You got to jump all over them, and I feel like that's what the Toronto Blue Jays did. Question for you. I am not a man of certain age, but maybe you are. Do you recall the late 90s, early 90s, late 80s Blue Jays and those runs to the championship series, World Series? Were you watching the team, a fan of the team back then?
Yeah, that's from my childhood. I definitely remember them. I remember the Jays clinching in 85 against the Yankees, and even though I was very young at the time. But that's one of those sort of foundational baseball memories, core baseball memories for me. Butch Weiniger with the home run on the Friday night to delay the party for the Blue Jays, and Doyle Alexander shoving the day after on the Saturday to get it done. This is a rivalry that's got, I think for the Blue Jays, for everybody in baseball, the Yankees are always the bar and the team that you're measuring yourself against to some degree. And, victories against the Yankees are often sweeter. And there are times where I think that's been reciprocated on the Yankees end towards Toronto, as they've been a team that a lot of years have been one of their prime obstacles to supremacy in the American League East. Those memories definitely are there. For Blue Jays fans growing up now, like I was back then, these games are creating some of those memories for them.
Yeah, I mean, I started my show tonight saying to Yankee fans, go look up the Blue Jays history. Maybe it's their time. Go look up the Blue Jays history. Like they went from losing in 85, 89, 91, then breaking through back-to-back years, 92, 93. Now, I do very much remember the Joey Bats, Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion teams in 2015 and 16 that got to the ALCS, but that was also heartbreaking as well, losing then. And then these last few years of this modern-day team with Vladdy and co., wild card exits. This year, you skipped the wild card and just got to the DS. I'm looking at Toronto, and I'm giving them respect that I didn't give them before, and that leads me into my next thing. I feel like Yankee fans still aren't respecting what they're seeing, which is a Toronto team that dominated us in the Rogers Centre the entire season and still edged us out to win the division. They're just better than the Yankees. It's going to take a lot for the Yankees to overcome that. But then today I'm seeing all this stuff about swing and miss rate, tipping pitches, stealing signs, knowing what's coming, and that maybe something fishy is going on with the Blue Jays. Can you give us your insight on that? You got to know something. Tell me what's going on with the Blue Jays. Why are they so good? Why'd they know when it was an off-speed pitch to jump all over our guys?
I mean, look, this is the conversation that is all throughout baseball, right?
Yes.
And every team is doing it. Every team is investing in trying to find ways to find some sort of tell, right? And, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, they're amongst the teams who've been considered the leaders at it. The Blue Jays hadn't been there, considered among them in recent years. Maybe now they are. But I would say this, you know, the Blue Jays had contact last year too, and they just weren't making as good of contact as they are making now. They had some guys having some down years that have certainly changed it. Bo Bichette, who's hurt right now, but he's second in the majors in hits, second in the majors in doubles, even though he missed the final 3 weeks of the season. He's a completely different player and from year over year, and that alone transformed the lineup between him and George Springer, and then creating more pressure. The Blue Jays do a lot of things to make things difficult for the opposing pitcher. And I think that's what I've really seen throughout, you know, the season series. I mean, you can go back to the series in Toronto at the end of June, early July, and the middle of July. And, you know, a lot of that was just the Blue Jays putting balls in play and the Yankees making errors and opening the door to big innings. That was really the primary thing there. You know, do they have all this information? Maybe. I mean, I don't know that they would have anything that other teams don't have. The Yankees have a reputation as being one of the teams that invests heavily in trying to find tells and using AI and different other pieces of tech to try and identify things. That's just where the sport's at, right? You can't do it anymore with signs. So teams have moved on to trying to find things on the body.
Yeah, the Traject machine. We're on the phone right now with Shai Davidi. He's a baseball columnist, MLB insider for Sportsnet Canada. In the beginning of your response, you mentioned the Dodgers, and I just watched the Dodgers put a four spot up in the seventh inning down at Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philly. So with a few outs to go here, the Dodgers take a commanding lead, and they're one of the teams, and so are the Red Sox. And, you know, part of this rivalry with the Yankees and the Blue Jays this year was John Schneider talking about, the whole league knows. You know, the Yankees are good when they know something. And last time Toronto came to the Bronx, you know, it was there was a lot of conversation about Judge flapping his wings at second and how nondiscreet it was and, you know, Ben Rice getting the best of Max Scherzer. Well, here's the next thing for you. You also mentioned Bo Bichette. He's not on the ALDS roster. Neither is Max Scherzer. Neither is Chris Bassitt or Jose Berríos. Now, I thought that would be some form of an advantage because I went on Sportsnet 590 on Saturday and said, for the first time in a long time, the Yankees are actually healthy in the postseason. You're not. That's advantage us. And boy, was I wrong. How do you feel about who they have on the roster, in the bullpen, in the rotation to get one more win in three games to seal the deal and move on and go back to the championship series?
Well, I think for me, the only one surprise was Max Scherzer a little bit. Everything else, Berríos is hurt. Bichette was hurt and is just too far away from a recovery to have even been a serious consideration for the roster. Chris Bassett coming off the IL, and he had one intra-squad outing to sort of get himself ready, and so he was always going to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Scherzer was a bit of a call, and it's going to, like, where are you getting more utility from? And they felt that if they weren't going to start him in a game, that they probably could have used the extra lefty, so they ended up with Justin Brule on the roster, and then they have Max Scherzer ready for a next round should they get there. But you know, the Blue Jays have had to overcome different injuries throughout the year, right? Like, the version of the team that ended up winning the American League East is not the one that they had planned in the offseason. Anthony Santander was supposed to be a core part of that club, and he was supposed to be in the middle of the lineup and hitting a bunch of homers and driving in runs. And, you know, they only had half a season of Max Scherzer. They had some Jimmy Garcia got hurt and he was lost. Bowden Francis, was supposed to be the number five starter, maybe more. And he got hurt and has been lost for the season. So they've had to adapt in a number of different ways. And they've had good depth and they've got a good middle tier of players. And so, even though they've lost some high-end guys, they've been able to survive because they have a lot of depth and there aren't a lot of soft spots on the roster.
How do you feel about Shane Bieber, a guy that you got at the trade deadline who has postseason experience specifically against the Yankees? He's a Cy Young, former Cy Young winner. Like, he used to be an ace, and you're going to rely on his experience in Yankee Stadium coming up. How do the Toronto Blue Jays faithful feel about what he's going to be able to do for the team in this game three that could be the put-away game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really interesting move at the trade deadline, right? Because there weren't a ton of high-end starting pitchers available, and he had pedigree. But there's the concern, like, what exactly are you getting when he's coming off Tommy John? So there is an element of risk to it. And he's really answered all those questions and maybe not been quite the best version of himself, but a very good version of himself, and one that keeps trending upwards. And he's gotten a bunch of extra rest between starts now, setting him up for this outing. So he should be at its peak physically and feeling good. Now, could there be some rust? Sure. But I think he's been everything that the Blue Jays would have expected. It's just stable, mature, in control innings with the ability to go with the upside to have that top end kind of outing. And so the Blue Jays set up their rotation for this series, knowing that they've got Gausman in one and Bieber in three, and then maybe not 100% certain what they're going to get in two and four. And so they've lined it up, and he's got a chance to pitch him into the next round, which is, you know, exactly why they paid a high price in a pitching prospect named Cal Steven in order to get him.
Yeah, I'm not that confident. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's like, hey, don't let us get one, right? So if the Yankees get the Shane Bieber game, and then the Blue Jays are forced to go bullpen game, we have seen the entire bullpen, right? The Yankees have now seen everybody that they have, and there are some fans that think advantage shifts because that'll be young Cam Schlittler on the mound versus that bullpen. Talk to me about John Schneider, how he manages this pen, who he's going to go to. What do you think about, like, what is your confidence with him? Because Alex Cora had nothing. We watched Alex Cora lose back-to-back bullpen games in Yankee Stadium. Tell me something about the manager, John Schneider, and how do you think he's going to attack the Yankees lineup with his guys?
Well, I think just from a bigger picture, you have to look at the job John Schneider has done. Turning around a team that had lost 88 games a year ago, was really in disarray in a lot of different ways, wasn't certain, 100% certain about the direction, how they're going to pull it off. And he oversaw a lot of change over the offseason to the various processes, input from players, changes to how they do everything from game planning to pitching plans, hitting plans, fielding, alignment, all these different pieces. And over the course of the season, he's just managed to a lot of times just pull the right combinations, whether it be lineups, pinch hitting. The Jays had the second most pinch hits in baseball, I believe, the most or second most RBIs in pinch hit situations. They've managed that well. They've had a few bullpen games, and you know, all things being equal, assuming everyone isn't needed for game three, I would think the bullpen day that they ran against the Red Sox in the final week of the season, which was started by Louis Varland and then with Eric Lauer following in bulk, might be a bit of a model for what they could do in game four. And that one went spectacularly well. It was a key game for the Jays, who had been who had lost four in a row heading into that one, and allowed the Yankees to get level with them. And then that steadied them. They kept on winning and won out and took the division. While the Yankees won out as well. So I think that could be the model for game four. But I also think usage tomorrow night in game three could determine that. So there'll be an element of what happens and winging it on the fly or adapting based on the events of tomorrow.
Okay, so last thing for you, because now in my head I'm mapping out the path to get back to the Rogers Center. It's getting Shane Bieber out of the game early, four innings max. Get him out of the game, and then you got to go to the bullpen. Rodon's got to go six, maybe seven, and hand it over to a well-rested back of the bullpen for the Yankees. Yankees win that game. Force game four. Game four, you go bullpen game versus Cam Schlittler, and he picks up where he left off in his first postseason outing, and he's just mowing the Blue Jays down. He wants some get back from that Friday night where the Toronto Blue Jays jumped all over him, and he was talking about tipping his pitches. Now, here's the last question for you. On regular rest, the Blue Jays are going to send out rookie Treya Savage game five in Toronto with Kevin Gausman backing up. Is that the plan?
No, I think it's going to be Kevin Gausman. And then you can probably use
the other way around.
Treya Savage for a couple innings. Yeah, like it would be Kevin Gausman in game five. I mean, that's
with an extra day of rest, and then Savage on his regular 5 days, and you know, stack those guys together in a winner take all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that. I mean, they could trust Gauz to go all the way to. I think that there's a number of different ways that they would bridge to it. And then, you know, you get to a game five, it's all hands on deck and do whatever makes sense. So, look, I think it's super interesting, and we can map out a million scenarios, and baseball can play out in a million different ways. You know, that saying, you know, we plan, God laughs.
God's laugh at all of our baseball fan plans.
Right, the complete, and baseball, I think, embodies that that saying more than any other sport. So the unpredictability element of it is a lot of fun. It's why the postseason is so amazing in baseball. And you know, we always be ready for weird. Like, you never know what's going to happen, and like, you know, momentum can shift fast. But the one thing that I look at is that so far in the series, when there have been those big inflection point moments in games, you know, the Blue Jays have managed to find a way. And you know, does that change here in New York? It sure could. But you know, the Blue Jays are certainly carrying a lot of confidence right now. But you know, the Yankees have good reason to be confident too. And so, these are probably the two best teams in the American League. I think you make a pretty good case for Seattle to be in that conversation too. But this feels like a series that would have been worthy of an ALCS. If the Yankees punch their way back into it, I wouldn't be shocked. And you know, if the Blue Jays manage to close this out, I wouldn't be shocked either.
Yeah, I hope we get to game five. I know you got two guys over there that I've seen kill us in Yankee Stadium. That's Vladdy Jr. and George Springer. So if those guys are leading the charge and they're comfortable in there, it's going to be a battle. The Yankees have their work cut out for them. Hey, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you giving us the time.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Shai Davidi. Look him up. He is one of the guys to know up there with the Toronto Blue Jays on Sportsnet Canada. He just gave us a little insight from the Toronto side, and now we'll take your calls on the Yankees side. Regulators, mount up as we proceed to give you what you need. 888-808-1019 in the chat. Sometimes I'm just spying on you guys in the chat. Chip Saunders is very active in the chat tonight. He says, Boone is a baseball genius. He keeps his job no matter what. A lot of people talking about Boone. Boone has zero in-game feel or instinct. He's a net negative, Peter Rex writes. I'm not going to read that next one, because sometimes you guys say some things that are out of line in the chat as well. But it brings me back to something I was saying about, like, you know, the decisions that Aaron Boone has made in this series, and then some of the decisions that have been made in this Aaron Boone era in the postseason. He doesn't make them alone, and that's also why he won't be held accountable for them alone. He's not getting fired. He's not going to be the sacrificial lamb. Heads have to roll. His head will not be rolling, because they have meetings and they have scripts and they have plans for what they want to do in the game. It's so obvious, right? It's so obvious that it's like, hey, we're going to go back to Luke Weaver. We got to get him right for the rest of the postseason. What rest of the postseason? In the same week? They don't even give it a week to breathe. And I get it, because it's like you don't have that many guys. But like with Will Warren, what conversations were being had in the meeting? Okay, Will Warren is our fifth starter. He's got to be a long man. If we get into a situation today, he's got to be on mop-up duty. But is there no conversation about, hey, what if he goes out there and just absolutely blows everything up? It gets much worse. And he doesn't mop up anything. Mop up, like you use a mop to clean. Like he's using a bucket of milk and mopping the ground with milk. Like, there's no conversation about, hey, maybe we don't bring Will Warren back out on that mound where he got rocked in the regular season via an entrance from the bullpen, inheriting runners in a must-win situation. To me, game two was a must-win. I don't know. I don't know if they have those conversations. I think that they get a lot of smart guys in the same room, and sometimes you have too many smart guys in the same room, you're too smart. You look dumb. You end up looking dumb. And there are some things that we just look at here where we're like, hey, maybe that could have gone differently. Maybe we didn't have to do that. But, you know, yesterday's game, Sunday's game, starts and ends with Max Fried. You got the bad version of Max Fried. Max was fried. You got Max Fried postseason edition. And whether he was tipping his pitches or not, they were all over his off-speed stuff, whatever, like conspiracy theories. You got to go out there and compete. You're a $218 million pitcher. You're brought here to be the ace of the staff. You got to go out there and give us a shot. After Heel couldn't, we thought we had the advantage versus a rookie in Treya Savage. And no, that guy absolutely dominated. That guy went out, and the Yankees, of course, I'm like, here it is, age-old adage. You want to make a guy look like an ace? Have him face the Yankees for the first time. Without their traject machine, they don't stand a chance. 888-808-1019. Ross in Rockville Center, thank you for holding. You're live on the Fan. Take your time.
Keith, I don't even know if I could talk. I'm in a men's ball league softball game. I'm playing left field, but I held on this long.
Are you out in left field with your...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know what to do with that one. It's a children's program, I usually say, but like,
I really hope he actually had a ball coming at his way.
I hope
way.
He was taken off to make the play.
I hope that was just like a plant, and it was like he just wanted to do it. I feel like it actually was, the ball was coming at him.
They could be playing somewhere at 8:30 at night. It's still warm out.
For sure. Warm. It was 85 degrees
still,
the last 2 days.
It's still unseasonably warm. I was telling my wife that. She's like, no, it's been warm. So remember Halloween? I think Halloween last year was really warm. Whatever.
So it's going to be like,
I'm still in shorts and a t-shirt.
It's
going to
be 80
cool.
tomorrow. So the stadium, it's going to be shorts the whole nine yards, including the fact that they had this new dessert nachos thing that I saw.
Yeah, I saw that.
That I would love to try.
Nah.
Obviously, I'm going to be here engineering the
not
game.
Me. I don't buy stuff in the stadium. I definitely am not buying ice cream and desserts. And I think it had like strawberry syrup. That's a no for me.
Raspberry
syrup.
Chocolate, vanilla
nope.
soft serve, waffle pieces.
I don't do any fruity flavors. And oh, look at the Phillies fighting back. Trey Turner drives in a run. They're not done. 4-1. Dodgers over Phillies, one out, runner on first, bottom of the eighth here. So let's get back to the calls. Maybe it was just a Met fan that was like, I know, Met fans should get a kick out of this. You can't get a kick out of Juan Soto having any postseason at-bats. You wouldn't have made it. Like, there's no way. You would have had two games against the Dodgers. You would have suffered the same defeat that the Reds suffered. The Reds probably put up more of a fight than the Mets could. So if Mets fans are enjoying the Yankees own the radio station for the last 2 weeks, and myself, a Yankee fan, just tell the truth about my New York Yankees, continue to enjoy. Call me up, 888-808-1019. You don't have anything to look forward to besides hiring some new hitting pitching coaches, hiring more of a staff, and maybe a change in philosophy from David Stearns, where he actually goes and takes daddy's credit card and buy some starting pitchers. Luke Weaver's going to be available. You guys stay tuned. Wait for that. That's going to be a big Met day on the fan. Hopefully I'm on that night. It usually falls on me. When Luke Weaver signs, like how Severino signed, and then the year after Clay Holmes signed. Yeah, when Luke Weaver signs with the Mets, I'll probably be the first voice you hear. Richard is down in Orlando. Richard, you got it. You're with us.
What's up, my man? Listen, I'm going to be optimistic with you, brother. Whatever happened this weekend, that's done and over with.
You're right.
Okay? These guys are coming to our home. We got the 10 man in the field. It's the fans, okay? Let me tell you something, okay? We're going to win tomorrow. My man rookie's going to win Wednesday. And let me tell you something, my brother. When we go back to Canada, who's the pressure's going to be on? Not going to be on the Yankees. Going to be on the choking Torontos, okay? They could bring that noise. They're coming to the stadium positive, with the chest beating. Let me tell you something, man. We're going to be prepared, and we're going to gung-ho, balls down. We're going to get this going, my brother, okay? Don't be down and out. We are the freaking Yankees, my brother, okay?
You got it, Richard. You got it, Richard. Yeah, trust me. I am somebody that goes to the stadium and literally loses my voice. I'm someone that goes to the stadium, and if there's tension like there was last week before the Cam Schlittler outing, I'm yelling, Yanks in three. I'm the one that if I walk into a section and it's quiet, I'm saying, let's go, Yankees. Like, I am all the way with the, you know, like, I'm down for it. I'm with the rah-rah and root for the home team. But as I sit in this chair tonight with no Yankee game to watch, and I talk to you about the situation, I can't turn that page to just say what we're going to do, what they're going to do, where they'll be. It sounds good, but it's a fairy tale. It's a dream. They got to do it. They got to go out and do it. And after the first two games, I don't know how confident. I don't know where the confidence is. I don't know how confident some of you are. I think it's just like, and we need you guys. There are so many negative, hateful Yankee fans that I think hate the team and want to see the team fail because they think like something's going to happen, like Boone's going to get fired or Cashman's going to get fired. They're definitely not. We need you positive Yankee fans that are, you know, glass always half full and optimistic, and it ain't over until it's over. My guy Ray out in Brooklyn on the fan. What up, Ray?
My G, Keith, that was a perfect segue to me because you described me. I'm always three quarters full, bro. So you know what? I ain't even – look, obviously, you know, we got our back to the wall. We have to win. Like the guy you had on doing the spot, the guy from Toronto, the journalist, I wouldn't be shocked if the Yankees were in a Game 5 and possibly winning the series. I wouldn't be shocked if we lost tomorrow. But for people to act like it's like – completely over. We just won two playoff games in a row against, in my estimation, a better team in the Red Sox with better starting pitching for sure. So
I can't agree on those last two things, but I'll agree is that they both, you know, the Red Sox and Toronto dominated the Yankees in the regular season. I'll give you that, but I don't think anybody would say that the Red Sox have better starting pitching or a better team. Toronto won the division.
Well, Crochet is probably better than any pitcher on either one of the three teams, sure, to be honest with you. But
it's him and Tarek Skubal in the American League.
Right. And Keith, I just wanted, let me say this real quick before I continue with the Yankees. The Dodgers, they lucked out. They don't got to face Zach Wheeler, who over the past eight seasons is probably the most consistently great pitcher in the league. So I'll just say that about, you know, the wannabe evil empire out there. As for, I want to dispel one more thing about Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Right? Evan, who's normally on point and very fair, you know, pretty fair with everything he says, said something that was completely false and unfair today. He said Aaron Judge's hits are coming with no one on base. How is that possible when his first four hits, he was four for his first four with runners on base, and he got a base hit yesterday with the bases loaded. So at least five of his eight hits are coming to keep rallies going and have contributed to winning that Red Sox series. Has he hit a grand slam or three-run homer? No, but you don't need to lie about him only getting hits with nobody on base when at least five of those hits have been with runners on base. I just want to say that.
Yeah, that's not in scoring position.
And have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Ray. Jaron Duran dropped the ball. You give him that. He did have an RBI single yesterday. The game was out of reach. Like I said, it's low lev, Judge. Give him a little one of these. It's low lev, Judge. It's better than nothing. But I'm not being a Judge apologist at this point. Judge, if the Yankees are going to get hot right now, they got to get scorching hot where they can't be stopped right now to win three in a row. And that means Judge has to be all the way locked and dialed. He hasn't been. You know, in that deciding game, and we don't have to keep going through this, it's just like men lie, women lie, numbers don't, numbers do lie. And if you're watching the games, Judge has not been a dominant force. He's been a garbage time merchant. He's been a, hey, well, no, nobody's really looking at me right now, knock. And like it's singles, he's got one double, no homers. And then I'm also knocking him for how he misplayed that ball in right field, where I just feel like that played into the psyche of Max Fried, like, oh, damn. Now I got a runner on third. And in the game, I'm thinking, okay, this next guy's just going to come up small ball, sack fly to drive the run in. No, he came up. That wasn't a sack fly. That was a homer. And they're blowing the air horns, a fog horn. And that place is going crazy. And Max Fried is like, well, damn. Come on, Judge. Get the ball. Get the ball and hold that runner at second. But you start the game with Max Fried didn't have it. Oh, there's something else you said. Oh, the Dodgers getting lucky. There's no luck with the Dodgers. They have an all-star team that they would not be able to have if they didn't defer all those contracts. They have the best player in the game, a unicorn, and Shohei Ohtani for the cheap. Like 90% of his contract is deferred. And then all of those guys followed suit because who wouldn't want to live in sunny California in LA and be with the Dodgers who win all the time? And here they are just a few more outs away, I think three outs away, from taking a commanding 2-0 lead back to Blue Heaven on Earth, Chavez Ravine, Dodger Stadium. I'm never going to act like the Dodgers are lucky. They're good. They have a lot of good players. and they've been doing this for a long time. And the moment is not too big for any of them. They rise to the occasion. They're the defending champs. And everybody talked about meeting the Dodgers in the World Series. The Dodgers might hold up their end of the bargain. I don't know if the Yankees can hold up theirs. They have to be absolutely laser-focused with the shortest of memories. This weekend didn't happen. Forget about it. 23 runs scored, might as well have been zero. Now you've got a three-game set. Two in your building, one in Toronto, and you've got a sweep. Sweep them so I know it's real. They had some trouble sweeping teams so I know it's real in the regular season that were good. You can't fool me with the Twins and the Orioles and the White Sox and all that. I got to see it. So let's see if these guys really want it. Let's see how they want to be remembered. Let's see how the captain wants to be remembered. Let's literally see if they have any pride, heart, fight to protect home field. Win those two games. Win those two games, and if it's a winner-take-all game five and they lose that game close, I think there's a little bit more pride and dignity in it. You get swept here tomorrow, it's a long offseason. And it's loud. I'm going to be taking these calls forever. Win two games. Get Cam Schlittler back on the mound so we can turn it up again. Win two games. Force a game five where it's like game seven. Anything can happen. Tony's in North Bergen with us next. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. I'm calling in because I'm hearing everyone defend Boone, right? And if it wasn't for the individual star performances over the years from Judge, Cole, Soto, it would be a complete failure. It's like lipstick on a pig. I'm calling in because I want to hear what has to change. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. What has to happen to get Boone fired?
Thanks for the call, Tony. What would have to happen, because I think his contract makes him good for 2026 and 2027, what would have to happen is they miss the postseason. Because the whole business model is getting these October games where there's 49,000 people in there, the place is sold out, there's lines for beer and popcorn and, sundays with strawberry syrup. Like, missing the postseason with a $320 million payroll, like, that's fireable. But Aaron Boone is safe. Aaron Boone is the manager of these Gen Z Yankees. Aaron Boone is the manager of these Participation Trophy Country Club laissez-faire Yankees. And he's not getting fired because he's an extension of the front office. He's an extension of, like, he's doing what they want. He believes in it. They're in lockstep. He's doing what they want him to do. So you can't fire a guy when he's literally, you know, following some marching orders. Now, does he make out the lineup? Sure. Does he get to, you know, choose who's coming out of the bullpen? Definitely. We see that in real time. But I just think that there is nothing that happens that they didn't talk about prior to the game. Maybe outside of him wearing out an umpire and getting ejected, but he's done that less because what did that do? That didn't help the Yankees any. So Boone is the manager of these guys. This is the Aaron Judge and Aaron Boone era. What I hope happens in these next three games is that he doesn't manage these games like their regular season. And he does go more off a heartbeat and feel because we're on sweep watch. It's do or die time. And if it seems like a dire situation, you cannot press the wrong button and blow this entire thing up. John is in Huntington on the Fan. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's up?
You know, I'm Will Warren's biggest fan. I've probably told you a couple of times about him during the season, you know, saying how bad he is at times. And he just never seems to fail at giving up that three-run, four-run homer. The game was, they were done anyway. But it just would have, you know, made it a little more pressure. It would have put a little pressure on them. It would have gave them a little bit of hope. And Judges, I don't think Evan was wrong at all with what he said today. Because everything Judge has done so far in this postseason has been completely, you know, no pressure. The game, you know, everything was just, and his outfield play has been awful. You know, like the two plays he's, you know, made bad plays on have been really costly. They've really come back to haunt you.
Not throwing the ball in fast enough against the Red Sox and then misplaying the ball.
The misplay. Yeah. Yeah, and I got and Ray. I usually enjoy Ray's calls, but he couldn't have been more wrong today.
Yankee Kool-Aid is still hitting. That last batch of Yankee Kool-Aid is still hitting a lot of the fans. I understand it.
And I agree with you completely on it. Like, you got to give me some fight and heart in these next two games. You got to give
me that. One at a time. Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, John. One pitch, one out, one inning at a time. And little by little, they could potentially get there to force a game five. But no, I just am not there. After what I saw over the weekend, what I saw with these two teams the entire season, like I had already came out and said, I don't know if the Dodgers could beat these Blue Jays three games in a row with one game in their building, the deciding game. I don't know if there's any team in the American League that could come back. Like, the other series is split. Like, why don't we just tip our cap to Toronto and say, you know what? They were on ice. You know what? They were down some key players that helped them get to where they were, but they jumped all over Freed. They were ready. Like, that's the thing. That's the postseason. How many pitches have the Yankees hitters missed? How many times have we been watching? We're like, that's the pitch right there. Just missed it. Fouled it off. Or just missed it. Swing and a miss. It's in the zone. You gotta hit. The Toronto Blue Jays haven't missed any pitches. They've been on everything. If you think it's because they're cheating, then whatever. We're not going to find out until, 2027. 888-808-1019. No, we don't have to break here? Awesome. Still rolling. Robbie in Lenox on the Fan next. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith. I got home from work, and I heard you on the radio. I love your show. And, I want to say something. Like, I started calling you when you first started on the air, man. I have to tell you, man, it's like you've really built a great following and done a great job. So I appreciate it. I really enjoy the time I talk with you. And, you're a passionate Yankee like I am. And,
thank you. It took four years, but I think I know what I'm doing a little bit now.
No, absolutely, man. By the way, like I told you, my buddy Ralph in the hat, my buddy Ralph, he was my acting coach. He's also my broadcast partner. So once I get back on the air, hopefully next month, we'd love to have you on sometime. So Ralph, he's down in Florida.
Yeah,
now.
I'd rather do you guys show than all these Toronto shows. I've been doing too much now. Toronto guest appearances. So
Yeah, well, I grew up, Evan bought a house about 10 minutes from where I grew up in Rybrook, New York. But anyway, here's the deal with the Yankees, all right? I'm calm tonight, but here's the deal. This is not about Boone. This is about a philosophical organizational problem that Brian Cashman has. And somebody just mentioned if you do something stupid over and over and over again, it's the version of insanity. Here's Brian Cashman's version of insanity, okay? Let me ask you this. How many games did the Yankees win against winning teams? What was their record against winning teams this season?
I don't know the entire,
losing record, though. Under 500, right?
I don't know that. I can look it up during the break. Okay. You're saying postseason teams or teams over 500? They didn't have a good record against their own division. They were the Red Sox and the Blue Jays owned them during the regular season. And then when we got to that final 12-game stretch, they went 7-5. They got smacked by the Tigers, but they were able to win the other series.
Right, I understand that, but what I'm saying is that philosophically the problem is that this team is constructed wrong, okay? The Blue Jays are constructed right. That's the difference. You tell me, how do you have a man hitting .235 as your leadoff hitter? That makes no sense. Look at what these guys are hitting, .212, .214, .230. The only guy that's hitting 300 is Judge, and he can't get a big hit to save his ass. You know what? I am not riding the Aaron Judge bandwagon right now, because I'll be honest with you, when he came up with the bases loaded, that was the biggest moment of this series, the biggest moment.
Yeah.
And not even Boone taking out Gill, and that was the biggest moment, because right there would have changed the game. Just think, a base hit ties the game, and now you're talking about building a rally, getting Gausman out of there, getting into their bullpen, which is pretty good. But, I mean, Keith, it's really a philosophical problem with the Yankees. Too many guys that swing and miss. How do you have 11 strikeouts, okay? 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings. Okay,
a guy they hadn't seen before. A guy that was coming down with an angle from 6'4", with a splitter, and they were swinging at everything in the dirt.
But adjust. Make an adjustment. Why is it the teams in the 90s were so successful? Joe Torre used to talk about this all the time. He used to say, small bites. You know what? Interesting. I don't know if you remember the 2000 World Series, okay? But I remember game one, the Yankees won 7-6, okay? And it looked like a blowout. And the Mets scored a bunch of runs, including a 3-run home run off of Mariano, right? They won 7-6. You know what the seventh run was? It was Tino Martinez taking the ball the opposite way with a little hit over the shortstop, okay? A left-handed power hitting. Thinking in terms of small bites and understanding what you need to do to make contact. This team never makes contact, and it's a Cashman problem and a philosophical problem that goes back to this organization for the last 15 years.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. Yeah, they did it against Connolly early, a whole rookie who hadn't even had 30 days of service time. I was laughing in the stadium then. I'm like, small ball, Ahmed Rosario, Volpe, like, you know, these guys were able to score four runs in that deciding game against the Red Sox. We need more of it. Pass the baton. Work a walk. Patience. Stop swinging for the fences. Stop thinking I'm going to be the guy to break out of this thing and hit the ball 400 feet and be the hero. You know, they're all in a bad one right now. And Judge has the shiniest numbers, but they're not fooling most Yankee fans that have watched his postseason at-bats and have watched these games to say, okay, has Judge won them a game? Wells won them a game, and Jazz's speed. Even in the game they lost before that, the only run they scored was off a Volpe solo shot. And then in that same game that Wells won, Ben Rice with a two-run shot first. But like, and then I want to say, if I go back to these games, I know we're throwing Judge under the bus, and he could be the one to literally save the day. If Judge just performs in a three-game stretch like we've seen him perform when he's player of the week, player of the month, then the Yankees will advance. But I want to say in the deciding game that, you know, obviously they're popping champagne and they're all pumped up. Judge got hit by pitch. I remember that. But other than that, like, I think he struck out. Like, let me go to his box score. It's not like I can say, yeah, Judge really got it done. Yeah, Judge was 0 for 3. He had one hit by pitch in the deciding game. So as we talk about big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, Vladdy did. Alejandro Kirk has. Dalton Varsho has.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
George Springer has, Ernie Clement and, I don't know, man. Corey's in Manalapan. Before we get to the break, go for it, Corey. You're on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's the first time I ever talked to you, but I appreciate you taking my call.
Let me ask you a question. Listen, I'm a big Yankee fan, like a lot of us that are calling. My question is this. Listen, I'm mad at Aaron Judge, just like a lot of us are. But the thing is, I think that there's a problem. I think he's hurt, obviously, with his arm. I think that he shouldn't be playing right field. That's just me. Maybe I'm looking at it a different way. Listen, I know you want to get Mr. Stanton in, but he hasn't done anything. I think the Yankees don't make adjustments the way other teams make adjustments. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Boone. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's Cashman. Listen, I watched, and I want to hear you talking, but I'm just going to say one thing. I'm watching Ben Rice. I was yelling at the screen, got to get Ben Rice in the game. Got to get him in the game. We get him in the game. He looked horrible the last couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to adjust. You got to take him out. If he's not doing the job, get the people. You got to take a
Boone,
shot
Boone
somewhere
missed
else.
A pinch hit. That just popped in my head. Boone missed a pinch hit opportunity with Ben Rice late. With thanks for the call, Corey. With Paul Goldschmidt, asleep at the wheel. Ben Rice had been terrible. He's young. He talked about knowing his role and that he didn't deserve to start and he needed to be ready. Judge is not hurt where he can't play. Like, let's not make excuses again. Oh, they're cheating. Oh, Judge must be hurt. If Judge was, like, they slow played the hell out of Judge going back to right field. As a matter of fact, didn't he not go back to right field until it was that Friday night against Toronto? I'm pretty sure that was it. Friday, I think it was the first Friday of, Friday, September 5th. They slow played Judge going back. They took a month before they put Judge back in right field. And we've seen him make some throws where, like, Judge has the cannon. Judge can throw anybody out on the base pass. They don't even run on him. Look how, the cracks in your armor will show. They're all running on Judge now because it's a weakness. It's something they talk about pregame. Oh, yo, green light. This guy's nursing an injury. I don't think it's affecting his swing, though. And Stanton's got to step up. But like, you can miss me with anybody selling me on, oh, you got to sit down, Stanton. That's dumb as hell. The more pitches he sees, the more swings he has, unless he's hurt, which I don't think he's hurt. Like, you got to leave Stanton in. Stanton is the one guy that can change the game and hit. We're not hitting enough home runs. He can do that in one swing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.